You missed The Bachelor last night. We've lost a bit of a character.
I kind of wrote a song for you.
Okay, a song?
Can I sing it?
You certainly can, please.
Look at you, my heartbeat is forever new. I bet you're real romantic, always ready for
love. I'm a little bit sad.
She's on the phone with us right now. Eliza, you didn't get a rose last night, my dear.
I know.
Now, you even gave Richie one. You gave him a blue velvet rose. You went
I
to a
know.
Bit of effort. What's
yeah,
going on?
I did. Look, I just wanted to congratulate him on being as lovely as he is. And he has such a tough job. I know that you guys all think he's, you know, around Passion 21 chicks, but... You know, he definitely has a hard job, and he's putting his heart on the line as much as us
to
be on the adventure with him.
Definitely a gentleman, but he is passionate the 21 chicks, you know. There is
he
that.
He loves the pass, doesn't he?
Yeah.
There's got to be some.
We all do. I love a pass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so talk us through that. Did you get the moments off camera that you wanted? Because we didn't see a lot of you of intimacy with Richie and you.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot of D&Ming for sure with Rich. We had a really good banter between us, and we formed a great friendship, and we rocked out on the dance floor a couple of times and had our own little beatboxing going. And he's, you know, I look forward to reuniting with him on a dance floor somewhere else.
Oh, nice. Because when we spoke to Marja when she got booted out, we asked her, did she think Richie was her type? And she said no. What about you?
Yeah, well, I usually go for the tall, dark, handsome. But my thing is that I don't necessarily go for looks. It's more personality. You've got to make me laugh, and he definitely did.
So he's not your—he's not your penguin, though.
Well, he's not my penguin. No, you know, but my penguin's still out there.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Eliza, you're a self-confessed weirdo. Do you feel this was the natural skills you brought to the show, or was that kind of massaged a little bit, do you reckon, by the producers?
Oh, look, no. Everything you saw was me, and I was disappointed in a couple of things that were cut out because I do a dance around a party with a bunch of maracas, and that was a lot of fun. So
bummed we missed that.
Yeah, I'm a natural entertainer in everyday life, so I'd say a speech, a song, do a rap at the drop of a hat.
Well, we thought you might, you know, the character that might therefore take the opportunity here on live radio on the Sunshine Coast, Top 91.1. Do you have a ballad for Richie, like a farewell song that you would like to debut now?
I don't.
Oh, disappointing, Eliza.
This was your moment. You have no idea. This could have just strat you into the stratospheres right here on the sunny coast.
I think what I can sing is, goodbye, my friend. There you go.
That's beautiful. That was beautiful.
And he's a lovely guy, and I look forward to continuing the friendship.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about celebrating who you are as a woman and putting yourself out there, and that's exactly what I did, and I had a blast.
Well,
it was a lot of fun.
Eliza, we've enjoyed watching your journey, and I don't use that word lightly, because a lot of the other girls have kind of come and gone. Let's be honest, we're not going to remember any of their names, but we're going to remember you because you stood out and you were a character. What's next for Eliza? Is there a bit more TV up in store for
you? Yeah, look, I mean, as it's come out, obviously, you know, I'm an actor, I've got a one-woman show that tours the countryside and the world. It's about a woman trying to find love for Valentine's Day, and every year she doesn't, she goes out and buys a cat. She's got 10 cats. It's a 70-minute award-winning one-woman show.
So what's it called again?
It's called VD.
Yes.
Stands for Valentine's Day.
And venereal disease.
Venereal disease, yep. We do make reference to that, and it's written by a man, and I seriously think he stole my diary while he was writing it.
Very
so,
good. Well, who do you think it's going to win Richie's heart?
I think it's between Nikki, Alex, Megan, and the lovely, bubbly Faith.
Faith as well's in there with a chance. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. And Megan's still on the show because there's been new idea rumours that she's walked off. So is that not true?
No, I know. I had no idea about that. They have such an amazing connection. It's a total surprise to me.
Do you reckon it's true?
Is it true or is it BS?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Right.
I'm going to have to watch now to find out.
Well, Eliza, we wish you all the best in searching for your penguin, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, lovelies. It's been a pleasure being here.